Chairperson, I wish to thank the panelists for their insightful presentations. As the only country to have developed and then dismantled and verifiably destroyed its nuclear weapon capability, our experience has illustrated that nuclear weapons do not guarantee security but rather undermine it. For too long, the debate on nuclear weapons have been dominated by the perceived security interests of a handful of countries. Following the expression by the 2010 NPT review conference of the deep concern at the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons, the humanitarian initiative has highlighted that nuclear weapons pose a threat to the security of all countries and all people. We therefore don't agree that those that argue that the humanitarian considerations should be balance with security considerations. Humanitarian considerations are security considerations. The humanitarian initiative clearly illustrated the need for us to take into account the security considerations of all. Where the notion of undiminished security is not interpreted to mean the security interests of a few, are somehow more important than the security interests of the rest of humanity. All countries have a common interest and shared responsibility to protect all of our people from the threat posed by nuclear weapons. This notion is acknowledged in Article 6 of the NPT, which states that nuclear disarmament is the responsibility of all states. Importantly, this responsibility towards the achievement of a world without nuclear weapons also provides the rationale for all of us to vigorously pursue nuclear non-proliferation. Nuclear non-proliferation and nuclear disarmament are indeed inextricably linked. It follows logically that lack of progress towards a world without nuclear weapons will weaken the non-proliferation regime. Nuclear deterrence, which essentially means nothing more than the threat to use nuclear weapons under some circumstances, are inconsistent with the legally binding obligations and commitments on nuclear disarmament. We therefore stress the need for urgent steps aimed at diminishing and eliminating the role of nuclear weapons in military and security doctrines. It is unacceptable today that there are still 16,400 nuclear weapons in existence, many of which remain on high alert. Similarly, nuclear weapons remain integral to the military and security doctrines of a number of states. The allocation of vast resources to retain and modernize nuclear weapons is contrary to international aspirations to development. In a world where the basic human needs of billions cannot be met, the growing spending on nuclear weapons raises serious moral questions. Rather than wasting resources on the retention, development, and modernization of nuclear weapons that threaten the survival of all of us, governments should redirect much-needed resources towards the achievement of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. It is for this reason that South Africa has constantly promoted the achievement and maintenance of a world free of nuclear weapons, as also enshrined in the Treaty of Pelindaba, which was initiated in the early 1960s to denuclearize the African continent. These endeavors, in particular, were informed by our own experience of the devastating nuclear tests undertaken on African soil, as well as the threat posed by the apartheid bomb. As such, South Africa believes that the possession and use of these weapons of mass destruction are immoral, as clearly reflected in the UNGA Resolution 7050, which stresses all states share an ethical responsibility to act with urgency and determination, with the support of all relevant stakeholders to take the effective measures, including legally binding measures, necessary to eliminate and prohibit all nuclear weapons, given their catastrophic consequences and associated risks. Finally, let us remind ourselves of the noble principles of the UN Charter of the United Nations, which enjoin the international community individually and collectively to spare no efforts in promoting the ethical imperatives of enlarger freedom, so that all peoples may enjoy freedom from want, freedom from fear, and freedom to live in dignity. There can be no right hands for wrong weapons. I thank you.